B-Pod Studios.
Hey, y'all. Mike Missanelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. President's Day. Happy President's Day to everybody. 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I have made up my mind that I am not going to utter the name Bryce Harper or Manny Machado today, except for just I just did it. And here's the reason why, because I can't do it anymore. My brain is already twisted. And, like, this topic that goes on for day to day to day to day to day. And I'm thinking, I can't patronize it anymore. I don't even want to mention it. When it happens, I will react. And I don't know if it's going to happen soon. I don't know if it's going to happen at all. But when it happens, I'll react. If it happens positively, I'll react positively. If they don't get them, I'm going to rip them. So I'm in a holding pattern like you can't believe here with this Harper thing. But I feel like it's really interesting now that, like, baseball players are the players themselves are upset, and they're threatening to strike. Now, normally I'm on the player's side here, right? But let's face it. Baseball players have been the most overpaid species of athletes in the history of athletics, all right? When you got backup infielders making the kind of money they're making, now all of a sudden they're going to say, okay, because a few free agents aren't signed yet, there's something wrong with the system. Well, it's free market society. What's wrong with the system? The owners don't want to pay as much as they used to pay. They're entitled to that, aren't they? I mean, they'll sign you. They'll sign you at a rate that's conducive to them. Now, I'm not on the side of millionaires who own teams, believe me. But I'm thinking, if I own the team and they're going to go, well, there's a bunch of free agents out there who aren't signed, and that's my fault? Well, I have a right to lower the price on anybody. So I don't get what the beef is here. Now, I know, Andrew, you're a baseball guy. Andrew Stachiotis is in for Tyrone today. Miss Natalie's also in today on President's Day. We're gutting it out on President's Day. You're a big baseball fan. And you're unnerved by this free agent thing, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I do feel bad for the players. I'm on the players' side.
You feel bad for the players.
Now, well, they make a hell of a lot more money than I do, so I shouldn't feel bad for them.
Well, tell me why you feel bad for the players.
Because there's 100 free agents that are currently without jobs at this point. I know you can say all you want that they don't need a spring training. They can just get filled into a lineup, but they can figure it out. Mm-hmm. But there's other things to it. There's families. They don't know where they're going to live. Oh. There's people that don't know where they're going to live at this point.
Oh, my God, what a hardship. They don't know where they're going to live yet?
No, they don't know where they're going to live. They don't know where they're going
to
play.
Oh, my God, that's a terrible thing to have for them.
And then at this point, right now,
they're paying mercenaries anyway. What do you care about where they have to live?
There's all kinds of reasons to it. It's not just where they live, but one of the reasons also is the amount of money that they're being offered. There was a report that Mike Moustakas got offered a one-year deal for $17 million, which is almost half as much as what Manny Machado or Bryce Harper will make in 1 year.
And so?
And he's a damn good ball player.
So the owners right now say, you know what? I don't feel like paying you that kind of money. I want to lower the price on what I pay. Now, you can either take that or leave it. It's still a free market society. They still have the ability to sign with teams for a certain price. Like, why should I lament their lives on where they have to put stakes down and where they have to live? What do I care about that? These guys they're playing a sport for a living, and so they'll find a place to live once they get signed. What's the big deal about
okay,
that?
Fine, maybe the family thing isn't number one on the list, but the fact that a guy like Mike Moustakas is only getting offered $17
million, that's a shame.
He has the right to ask for 22, 23, 24.
He has the right to ask for anything he wants. The guy paying the salary is the guy that determines what he's going to get. Like, I want $2 million. To do this job right now.
So do
I. But guess what? Management didn't want to pay me $2 million. They said, here's what we'll pay you to do this job. And what am I going to do? Not work?
Well, you can strike. What could happen.
And then striking for what reason exactly? Like, what would be the reason they would strike? Is anything being taken away from them other than the owners wanting to pay them a smaller salary?
See, now that's the thing. I don't know what comes out of a strike, but I would not be shocked if we do see a strike even this year.
What would be their grounds?
Because they're not happy with how they are being treated.
They're not happy with how they're being treated, so they would strike.
There are 100 players that are still waiting for jobs, and I'm not saying 100 players, whereas one of them will be a double-A player. He'll be on a major league roster.
This is the most ridiculous argument I have ever heard, that these players have a right to make more money than they're being offered. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah, but when Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, I know you don't want to mention the names. Let's go let's go double M and BH. Those guys are going to make over 300 mil.
For the purposes of this conversation, you can mention their names.
Go BH and double M. Well, you're double M. You're Mike and Miss. Those guys are going to make $300 to $330 million over a course of 10 years.
Because they're worth it. Mike Moustakas isn't worth it.
Yeah, he's not worth Manny Machado's contract, but he's worth a pretty good contract.
He's worth what he's worth. He's worth what an owner is willing to pay him. That's all his worth is.
No, I think this comes down to the owners.
Mike Moustakas, he's going to sign a $10 million contract with Milwaukee. He's going to sign a one-year deal.
He should get more for 3 to 5 years.
He should. But the point is, there wasn't anybody offering that. So what's wrong about that?
Well, no, the problem is they're waiting for the dominoes to fall. And that's Harper and Machado.
All right, but I don't get like where. And I hate to be on the side of the owners here, but what are the owners doing that's wrong exactly? They're just not signing guys at the price those guys want. They're willing to sign them at the price they want to pay them. We all know they're overpaid. All baseball players are overpaid. We know when we overpay baseball players, that's only going to come out in your ticket prices and your concessions and all that kind of stuff. So why are you worried that Mike Moustakas isn't making $17 million in a multi-year contract?
I'm just using Moustakas as an example.
But there are
100 players, 100 major league players without a job yet at this point. We're 40 days from opening day.
If they wanted a job, they would sign for what the owner wants to pay.
Why should they sell themselves? For less.
They're not Colin Kaepernick.
You're right.
Somebody's going to sign them to it. They just want to sign them on a certain dollar amount.
They should try to get the highest value they can get.
That's not grounds for a strike.
It could happen, though.
That's stupid.
Would you be shocked if that happened? No, you might think it's stupid.
I would be totally shocked that it would happen.
You would be shocked.
And Adam Wainwright is talking out his butt. And he has no idea what he's talking about.
It's not just Wainwright.
Players have grown frustrated during the offseason over the number of free agents that remain unsigned. Oh, big whoopee-doo. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. There are guys out there that don't want to sign for the money that the owners want to pay. I feel really bad for them. Because you know why? They have to get an apartment and everything. They have to settle their families. Are you serious?
One of the reasons.
Please.
It's like one of the many reasons.
They're working on a freaking rock pile. They're playing baseball.
Listen, it's easy for me to say because I know where I'm coming to work every single day.
All right. All right, we'll talk about this. So I also want to throw another issue in here. It has occurred to me that the Philadelphia fan base does not follows teams, but not like really get into it. Unless these teams have a chance to win something. All right? Now, I know we talk about the Flyers less, but they're on a great hot streak right now, and they won the back-to-back against the Red Wings over the weekend. But we're not talking about them because they're not in a playoff hunt. So whatever they do until they get to the playoff hunt. Like, we have been unable to talk for an entire summer about Phillies baseball because they weren't in a playoff hunt. Now, they were last year for a little bit, and then they frittered it away. But when any of our teams is not in a playoff run, we're less interested in them. We are. We just don't talk about them.
That's true. You're right.
What does that tell us about the Philadelphia fan base? That we strive for excellence? That we're knowledgeable? What does that say about us that we only give teams that we're invested in that can make the playoffs the attention.
I know this might upset some people, but I was a young lad when Jimmy Rollins called the fan base front runners. He wasn't wrong.
That's what I was thinking.
He wasn't wrong. Now, I don't, now, we're not bandwagon. We still follow.
I'm not blaming the fan base for being front runners. They should be front runners.
You're right.
They shouldn't be following a team that has no playoff aspirations. I agree. You should only follow that. Like, if you're doing right by your fan base, you're in contention to win something. That's what counts. Otherwise, what do we have to talk about? They're not in contention to win anything. What exactly are we talking about? Like, what's the angle? I'm a snob when it comes to that. So he called us front runners. Yeah, you should be a front runner as a fan.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean jumping ship and becoming a Warriors fan.
Because if you're not a front runner, then the teams get the message that, oh, it's okay to be mediocre.
Unless you're a process truster. And then there's an end game to watch during the losing. Only losers
like me watch the Sixers.
We're only
during that
talking
time.
About the process. We're only talking about who they could get out of the process. We weren't talking about that process team,
right?
But we weren't invested in Hollis Thompson.
No, but there was still this overarching end goal that the team was going to be good. Mm. So even when they were losing, like unless there's like this overarching, theory or strategy behind why you're losing or how you're building. Mm-hmm. Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. The Flyers. Flyers are certifiably hot. Now, hockey is talked about less than the other sports for a lot of reasons. But even Flyer fans aren't as invested in them at this point because they, no matter what they do, they're on a hot streak. They're still like eons away from making a playoffs. So like how much could you be invested in a team that's not going to make the playoffs? That's what I'm saying here. All right. And also, I have a surprise for you guys today. It is President's Day. And you guys are Temple Universities.
I'm out.
Oh, boy.
Nope.
Here
I already know where this is going.
Big win over the weekend, by the way, for the Owls.
That was a great win by the Owls. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do. The people that call, you're talking about the issues we're talking about, you're going to get a presidential trivia question.
Ooh.
It's a multiple choice. You give the answer, and then either the Temple faction in there, Natalie and Andrew, will say right or wrong, and if they say wrong, they'll have to give the right answer.
I'm out.
So this is Temple versus the audience today in presidential trivia.
Wow.
All right? So you can both gain points. Like, if the audience has the right answer, and you say, yeah, that's the right answer, and it is the right answer, both of you get points.
I have a feeling I'm going to be carrying this a little. Andrew?
So this commercial's about five minutes long. So I got 5 minutes of study.
Andrew is a proud grad at Temple. I'm sure he knows his presidential trivia.
5 minutes of study. All right.
I will say
going right back to my college days.
We were both communications majors.
Okay, but this is just like kind of like stuff you should know.
I think I'll be okay.
Like you learn about the presidents really when you're like in fifth grade on.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay. You
know? Yeah, like it's a junior high type of thing.
We watched movies.
We'll see.
Presidents.
Okay. My history teacher.
All right, here's the number to get in. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Misnelli Show. President's Day. Happy President's Day, everybody. This is supposed to be about Lincoln and Washington, right?
Right?
They just combined them?
Yes.
Yeah, they combined it.
Who were they, presidents?
They used to have a Lincoln and a Washington Day that's now combined. It's not right. One less holiday. Oh, back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, 2:21, Mike Misnelli Show, 2 o'clock hour, brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Time to start the Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moore & Sons, from snow blowers to generators to small engines, every part for every machine in stock. When you need it, Moyer will keep you going this winter. Miss Natalie.
Thank you, Mike. Over 1,000 votes on this one early. Do you feel for the free agents being held up by Bryce Harper and Manny Machado? 54% say yes, not fair.
Yes.
46% say no, it's business.
All right, it's not fair. I have to laugh. I have to laugh.
They feel bad about the families, Mike.
I have to laugh about this. So, hey, Adam Wainwright is the guy now, is the spokesperson for this whole thing. So he goes, unless something changes, there's going to be a strike, 100%. I'm just worried about people going to walk out during mid-season. Now, do you actually think that guys are going to give up their paychecks? Their substantial paycheck. Guys that are playing under contract are going to give up their paychecks because some free agents signed for less than what they thought they were worth.
Well, and what would the grounds be for a strike legally?
There's no grounds for a strike.
And it's only one. I mean, this year's a little bit of an anomaly. It's not like it's like this every year.
It's not against the collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
The owners are just saying, you know what? We don't want to pay 10-year contracts. Now, he says 30 owners need to be answering the question because you're one of the best players in the game needs a job and no one is signing him. Now, don't you think some team would sign him in a minute if he wasn't asking for a 10-year contract? Andrew?
Yes, the San Francisco Giants being one of them.
Why isn't he signed? He's not signed because agents want more than the teams are willing to offer him. And it's at their peril that they lose him. It's at their peril. They're going to lose the guy if they don't want to meet that price, but they don't want to meet that price.
Yeah, I think Wainwright's wrong there. It's not that the owners don't want Harper or Machado. It's the guys following Harper or Machado that I have the problem with.
All right, I just don't understand how. See, here's the thing. These guys have been taking silly money for years. And God bless them. They got silly money. And all of a sudden, the owners want to close you down a little bit. Oh, I feel bad for you because, you know, you can't set up your family in a certain city. Good Lord. What a tragedy.
Think of the children.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the children.
They're living out of hotels right now, Mike.
God.
Come on.
Living out of hotels.
Little Billy doesn't have a school yet this summer.
Most ridiculous argument I've ever heard. And I'm pro player. But here's the thing about America. The man who has the money, who pays for the employees, has the clout. That's the one thing I've learned, right? When you got the check in hand, the checkbook in hand, you pay. And if you don't want to pay, you don't pay. Do these guys not realize this?
Well, I don't want to pay a lot of things, but then I'd be in jail, probably.
The man who makes the rules is the man who pays. And it's at their peril. If the Phillies don't get Bryce Harper, I'm going to be here screaming like crazy that they were cheap asses. But they're not entitled to the money. They're entitled to what an owner wants to pay. All right. I'm off my stump. Dominic in South Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dominic.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Dom?
Good. I'm going to start the phone call by saying that, first off, I am the furthest thing from one of those fans who gets upset about, oh my God, you're going to pay this guy this much money.
Mm-hmm.
He makes this much money. I don't care. To each their own. God bless. Go make money.
Mm-hmm.
Owner's money. So I feel
the same way.
Yeah. So that doesn't bother me. That being said, for Andrew to say $17 million and he feels bad in the same sentence is an absolute joke.
Poor Mike Moustakas, he's worth a lot more than that, don't you know? $10 million for Mike Moustakas 1 year is just not enough, damn it.
Listen, his kids' grandkids are going to be set up. Generations are set up. So I don't feel bad about that.
Poor Mike.
But I see through.
They're paying minimum wage to play baseball.
I see through Andrew and I see through that poll like a friggin' Victoria's Secret negligee. The fact of the matter is,
what?
These people,
what?
We'll think about it. Their balls are twisted because they want to know that we have Harper. And everybody who's all aggravated, and even on the commercial, it says on your station, for being hold the hostage, Harper's holding the city hostage. All those people who are twisted, that's why they care about the poll. You think they care that these guys aren't making the...
No, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah, you're right. He's not a Philly yet. That's what they're aggravated about.
Right.
But he could be a Philly very easily if Scott Boras called the Phillies and said, you know what, that 10-year, we don't want to go 10. I know it's a little much. We'll sign for 7. Oh, okay. Well, let's sign tomorrow. Yeah, there's a lot to strike about, isn't it?
But yeah, and listen, I want Harper as much as the next guy, but I don't know why this doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, like, all right. It's good. I want to give you presidential trivia. You versus the Temple University lads.
Uh-oh.
All right, are we ready? All right, this is multiple choice, so you should get it. Who was the only president to serve more than 2 terms? Now, do you need the multiple choice, or do you, you know the answer?
It's a disgrace that I need the multiple choice.
George Washington, Ulysses S. Grant, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt.
Was it a Roosevelt?
Dude, I asked you the question. What's your answer?
I tried to count it. I'll say Theodore.
Theodore, that would be incorrect. All right, Temple, you?
Natalie, would you like to take this one?
It's all right.
FDR.
Yes, it is.
And they changed the laws in how long people can be president after him.
That is correct. So it is Temple U, 1, audience nothing on a very easy question. We could be in for some big trouble here. With the audience.
You poke the bear, Mike.
Yeah, well.
And how many terms was it?
4.
It was
4!
But it was like 3.5 because he died.
Because he died in office, right.
Yeah,
yes.
He died, and then Harry S. took over. Okay, Harry and Kate May, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Harry.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Harry?
A couple things. I'll make a couple comments, then you can go on.
Mm-hmm.
I just very much enjoyed this NBA All-Star Weekend.
I did, too. I haven't talked about it, but they did a great job. I love it.
I really liked the Kevin Garnett, Dwayne Wade interview. I was very much like that. And just the game in itself, some of the plays, the Steph Curry bounce to Giannis was unbelievable.
Yeah. It was like poetry, the way those guys remember. I know a lot of people don't like it because it's up and down. There's no defense. Like, Andrew doesn't like it. We'll talk to him in a second over it. But I love the skills
and
competition. I was glued
that,
to the skills.
There's another show. I won't mention their name. I DVR them, but they're all NBA Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. I'll just say one is Scottie Pippen on the panel, so you know, maybe know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting. I mean, these guys are very informative, and last week they were talking about the East, and they talked the Sixers and the Celtics and Raptors and Milwaukee and things.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to think a team that everybody should be afraid of that could be the sleeper, and I'd like your opinion on that, was Brooklyn. They said they got some young talent that could just
For the playoffs? They're talking about the playoff success?
Yeah, getting in. And
I think they're all wet. The Nets aren't going to be any of those top 14.
They went player to player.
Those guys have to be smart enough to realize the Nets have to win 4 games against better teams. They could win a couple, maybe. They're going to win a series.
Okay, I was shocked to listen to them. I mean, they talk.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those
blocking shots, and
you know the way that goes. Like a pro player will say, like that's like his special insight. But nobody will call him on it if it doesn't happen. It's like I can sit here and go, oh, he'll watch the Nets, and if the Nets win the first round, he looks like a genius. If they don't win, nobody cares anyway.
Right?
No, come on, the Nets. I mean, listen, They're a nice team. They're overachieving. They had the 3-point shooting victory winner. How about that? Joe Harris out of nowhere wins the 3-point shooting contest.
It's probably all he can do. Shoot the 3-point.
Well, he is one of those type of guys. You know, he's a 3-point specialist. And he's really improved his game since he came in the league. 2 open lines, 610-622-0975. Next presidential question should be very easy for the callers. Kevin in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Kev?
I'm sorry to pick the day, but I want to make one call about Colin Kaepernick.
Sure.
I'm tired of hearing about that he sold out.
Mm-hmm.
He did some things that he shouldn't have done. The league did some things that they shouldn't have done. He made his point. The league made their point.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to let the guy play the game that he loves before he gets too old and weak.
Well,
this game is for young men. You
know they paid him to go away. He's not getting another chance.
Well, yeah,
that's part of their rationale now where they don't have to hire him. They gave him $50-60 million.
I mean, Mark Sanchez got a job last year. You know,
I get it. He should have gotten a job, and he was blackballed. There was no question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make one call about that. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Kev. All right, well, there you go. Quick in and out.
No trivia?
Well, he said that's he hung up.
Okay.
So
right, drop the mic.
He dropped the mic on me. Joe in Bristol, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Good. Man, I'm telling you, sometimes I don't agree with you, but I agree 100% with all these baseball players. They are totally overpaid. It's just becoming ridiculous.
Well, listen, they're paid accordingly, okay? The owners are saying, well, I don't want to pay as much as I used to. They're entitled to do that.
No, I get that, but I'm saying it's all guaranteed money in baseball, where other sports are different.
Well, yeah, that means they had a good collective bargaining agreement. That means they have a good union. So that means, I don't begrudge them the guaranteed money.
Yeah, but that's why the owners want to pay less. Like, it goes both ways. It's like, it's all guaranteed money, so I'm going to pay you less. If you perform, then I'll pay you that other money that you wanted on this. You know what I mean?
The owner holds the hammer right now, okay, on these two free agents. And they don't want to pay as much as these guys want. They're entitled to do that. Now, if they do that, they run the risk of losing them to another team. And the fans' wrath, so they're going to get that part of it.
Yeah, because it's almost like, look at the Anthony Davis situation, too, with him. He wants, I want to be traded. Okay, and then the team wants to bench him. But then the NBA steps in and says, you can't bench him. We're going to fine you $100,000 per game. That's ridiculous, in my opinion. If you don't want to play for us, then sit on the bench. Or the Pelicans, they should play him for two minutes.
But you're missing the point of like the fans' enjoyment. This is an exhibition for fans' enjoyment. They're selling a product, so... You know, you want to play. You have to play the guys. You have to give the fans the best product, don't you?
I guess I get that, but I'm saying if he doesn't want to play for you, the franchise should be able to take a stand and say, okay, if he doesn't want to play,
that's just spiting the fans. That's all that's doing.
Play him 2 minutes and sit him on the bench the rest of the game.
Again, you're spiting fans, Joe. People come to see him play.
I know, I get that, but I'm saying
I don't think you do.
But basically entitling the players to run how they want to play.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the Anthony Davis thing. It's a completely different matter. Let me give you a
president. No, but I'm saying...
All right, I got you. All right, wait, you made your argument. You made your point. Can we do a presidential trivia here?
The same thing. All right. Same thing with Bryce Harper.
All right, can we do a presidential trivia?
Yeah, let's go, Mike.
This is you versus Temple, Joe. Who was the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms? Would you like the multiple choice?
Yes.
Woodrow Wilson, B, Theodore Roosevelt, C, Grover Cleveland, D, Ronald Reagan, who was the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms.
I'm going with Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan would be incorrect. All right, Temple, you have a chance to steal.
Wait, who were the first? It was...
Woodrow Wilson?
Hard to know the
answer. Theodore Roosevelt?
Hard to know the answer.
No. Okay.
Grover Cleveland?
Yes.
Ronald Reagan?
It's Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland is correct.
Yes!
Temple is up 2-0 on the audience.
Do I dare play it again?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a long day for you, yep. Michael.
Temple out of the chute with a 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
Shocking the world.
University.
Get excited.
All right, fight.
Let's go to Martin in Philadelphia. Martin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah,
Martin.
Morning,
what's up, Martin?
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Everything's good.
Everything's good? Can you do me a favor? Take me off speaker?
Yeah,
do that. That'd be...
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's perfect, Martin. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, I just wanted to talk about two things. I wanted to talk about the Sixers. Uh-huh. I wanted to talk about when the playoffs get here and, you know, the game slows down. We all know Ben Simmons can't shoot. Now, their backup option is TJ, and he can't hit a three either. So... what are they going to do when it comes down to slow and pick and roll? Like, are they going to play?
They have three shooters on the floor at once at the same time.
Yeah, but I mean, I would think the buyout or a trade for Markel, I would think they would have got a backup point guard back.
Well, listen, they still might. There's still like a buyout possibility, but you know, I understand your concern. But see, here's the thing: I think it's overrated that people say all the time because the game has changed. In the playoffs, it doesn't turn into a half-court game. That's a myth. They still get up and down. They still want to get up and down. They're not slowing the game down. If that's one of your strengths, then they're going to keep pushing it.
Right.
It doesn't automatically slow down because it's the playoffs.
Okay. And number one thing was Bolden. Why did he was playing so good?
Oh, come on, Martin. His
length.
Come on, dude.
His quickness.
Come on, bro.
And
come on now.
Come on. You can't tell me he's not better than Bolden.
Come on. Stop.
Bolden?
Stop the Bolden.
The dude's slow.
Who's slow?
Bolden.
Bolden.
Bobon.
Oh, Bobon. Oh, wow. Well, yeah, but you can't play Jonah Bolden at center minutes. You play him at 4 minutes. You got to have a backup. You got to have a rim protector that comes in for Embiid.
Yeah, that's true, too. All right, Mike, thanks, buddy.
Let's get some presidential trivia. I need the audience to come up big here.
Okay.
All right. Who was the oldest elected president? Was it A, Ronald Reagan? B, Dwight D. Eisenhower? C, James Buchanan? Or D, Donald Trump?
I'm gonna go with a quick guess here and say C.
You're gonna say James Buchanan?
Yes.
All right, James Buchanan is incorrect. Temple has a chance to take a 3-0 lead. Who was the oldest elected president?
Wait, we have to talk about this.
All right.
We do?
Some consternation in the Temple room here.
I know it used to be Ronald Reagan. But is Donald Trump
older?
Was he older than Ronald Reagan?
Well, herein lies the dilemma for the Temple Owls. Interesting. You only have a couple seconds to answer. I need your answer right now.
All right, I think we should let's just stick with Reagan.
You're going to stick with Ronald Reagan.
Andrew?
That would be incorrect.
No!
Donald Trump
was the oldest
elected president.
I trusted you.
All right, so Temple holding fast at 2. The audience with the big ziggy so far. It's hard to believe.
I'm disappointed.
Bill in Essington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Bill?
I just had a question about what do you think the big holdup is with the Phillies? Do you think it's the money or the years?
It's both.
It's both.
Hey, listen, Scott Boras wants a 10-year contract. He wants to break the bank. I don't blame the guy, right? I don't blame the guy for asking for that. So, like, that's the impasse. Now, when will they come down? I don't know. If they have to come down. He wants his client to play baseball, right? So maybe the Phillies have it right. Maybe they're saying, no, we don't want to do 10. We'll do 7, and that's it.
Well, that's what I think. I think it's the main holding point is the 10 years.
Right, but my point is, like, why are the players have their panties in a bunch if the owner doesn't want to give somebody 10 years? They're entitled to not want to give them 10 years.
Yeah, because it's a little risky.
Well, that's what I mean. It is risky. So they might lose him for not giving him 10 years. And Adam Wainwright's talking about a strike because a couple of guys are being withheld $350 million? Like, think about that for a second. It's laughable.
That's a joke.
I mean, the guts on these guys. All right. Are you ready for presidential trivia versus Temple?
Sure.
Who was the first president to live in the White House? Was it A, John Adams, B, George Washington, C, Thomas Jefferson, or D, Andrew Jackson?
I would say Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson would be incorrect. Temple can steal.
Can you give me the options one more time?
John Adams, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson.
No, it wasn't Washington. And it definitely wasn't Jackson, so it has to be Adams.
Adams. John Adams, your final answer.
John Adams. John Adams?
Yes.
That is correct. John
Adams. You sure you want to keep doing this?
See, I realize it's easier for you guys now.
Why?
Because we get to think about it.
You get to eliminate the guy, whoever has the one wrong. Now you only have best of 3 to guess.
Well,
and that was a total guess.
You designed this, Mike, this competition.
So now
I may have to start with you the next question.
We might have to talk about this. I know we have to hit a break, but Reagan did 2 terms. His second term, he was older than Donald Trump.
Yeah, but not when he was elected. He was 70 when he was elected.
But then he was re-elected. I mean, you know, wording of the question.
Wait a minute.
Are you questioning the maestro?
Yes.
Of this contest?
I am. I want to recount.
You're up 3-0.
Me and Al Gore want to recount.
Take this gift of 3-0.
Hanging Chad.
I never thought you guys would be up 3-0. 610-632-0975. I really thought it would be more of a game at this point. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
247. All right, I figured out a way to make this more fair. Instead of giving the audience first answer, we're going to do it continuously.
Yes.
Don't give an answer, you give an answer.
Yeah, and then you'll say
and
who the correct one is.
Then I'll say who the correct one is.
Yeah.
All right, that's more fair. So you got off to a 3-0 start with the circumstances a little in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Presidential trivia.
You're trying to take away from
credit
us.
Where credit's
President's
due.
Day here. A lot of people out of work today. The whole office is out of work.
I know. We're the only people here.
That's exactly right. You think, they could have left the pizza.
No pizza. There's no pizza.
This happens all the time.
It really does.
You know, the management just zooms out of here. They get their day off. You think they think about the people that have to come in and be on the air? Maybe they can order a takeout pizza or something?
I couldn't even find a fork today. Not one fork in this place.
It's all right. They'll get theirs. We're going to go on strike.
Oh, there you go.
Adam Wainwright says we should go on strike. Dino in South Philly are on 97.5 Fanatic. Dino!
Michael, what's up, my friend?
What's going on, man?
Listen, this whole Bryce Harper situation. First off, I'm a Bryce Harper fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think he fits the Phillies better than Machado.
So
I'd love to see him mm-hmm. in that two-hole and, you know, long-term. But what do you think is the holdup on this deal? Is it the length or is it the money? Because I'll be honest with you, when they were talking to free agency a couple months ago, I think the ownership has already won in this battle, because I could have swore a few months back they were talking about either Machado or Harper being the first $40 million ball player. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't seem like that's the case, is going to be the case.
I think this is the perfect storm of agents. And their agents are trying to break the bank and get the best contract in the history of the game. And Boris has a client, Haim Harper, and he wants to get him 10 years, $35 million. And there's no reason to sign for less than that until it gets to the nitty-gritty. And the other side's playing the same way.
But from Harper's perspective, don't you think a 10-year contract, I mean, listen, and nobody's going to be poor here, $10 million, $350, mm-hmm. $10 million, $310, whatever. He still can potentially sign another lucrative contract in 5-6 years, because he hasn't even hit his prime yet.
Yeah, but why would you risk doing that? Like, if you can get to 10 years, why wouldn't you try to do that?
No,
he's going to get signed by somebody. It's just a matter of when. But why not ask for the 10 years?
Okay, I guess from the perspective of a selfish standpoint, mm-hmm. you're going to do it, but is what baseball teams do you think the Phillies can stay competitive for 10 years? And a guy like Harper, who at the end of maybe 5 or 6 years, and you see, all right, the Phillies are going to, you know, may not be as good. He may want to go somewhere and win a title, whatever the scenario is. But if he signs that deal, then he's locked in and being on a mediocre team.
He'll probably make the deal with an opt-out clause after 6 years if he wants to leave. I mean, as long as he's guaranteed 10, and there could be an opt-out clause in it, which gives him the advantage. There's easy ways to write contracts.
No, of course.
But he wants the most guaranteed money. And I don't, listen, he's not running a risk of not being signed. So why not play it out to the end?
I get you.
It's all about agents involved. There's egos involved. These guys want to, you know, they press it to the limit.
Right.
All right, man. Dino, it's time for some presidential trivia. I need the audience.
Hey, just for the record, listen, I'm a Temple 90 grad, so whoever wins, Temple wins.
It's Temple versus Temple crime. All right, Dino, here we go. Who was the first president born outside the contiguous United States? Was it William Howard Taft, Benjamin Harrison, Barack Obama, Franklin Pierce?
Let's go with the guy with three names, just for goodness sake. That might be an
English. William Howard Taft is your answer. All right. Temple U students.
It's Mr. Barack Obama.
That is correct. All right, Barack Obama. It's 4-0. This is ridiculous.
And we're contesting.
Barack Obama was born in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yes, we'd still like to contest the Ronald Reagan as the, because since he was elected to the second term, he was elected at that age. Election is an election.
And we have a strong source.
Do not.
It's my mother.
Do not push your luck here. All right. For your insolence, I'll take a point away. No. All right. Do not question Alex Trebek. Aaron, North Jeffersonville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Michael, how you doing today, buddy?
What's going on, Aaron?
Not much. I got to talk a little Flyers with you.
All right, let's do it.
You made a comment, they're eons from the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't be further from the truth. 2 years ago, when Embiid showed up and then got hurt, you knew what you had. I told you 3 years ago, Jason told you 3 years ago, this team is now coming. Carter Hart is fourth in the NHL in save percentage. If he had started this year with the team, they would be a playoff team. There's only two teams right now between them and the playoffs, Michael. They're only 6 points out. That is officially a playoff hunt. There will be 70,000 people Saturday night at the Link watching this team play the Penguins. They're being led by young stars. They're the second youngest team in the NHL, and they have a real team. That goalie is the real deal. I know you may not want to admit it, Michael, but
I didn't say he wasn't the real deal. What I'm saying is that fans don't get engaged unless they're actually in the playoff realm.
So those 70,000 people who are going to show up Saturday night.
Well, that's all well and good, but it's a specialized event. That's good. I'm glad they're going to get 70,000.
Three years ago, when the Sixers were burned in the process, you couldn't get 10 people in that building. Flyers fans are steady, and you can jump on board now.
I think it's fantastic that Flyer fans are steady. What I'm saying is they're not being talked about. Like other teams in this town aren't talked about unless they're in a playoff hunt. It's the same with the Flyers.
Spend time in sports. Why can't I know you don't like? You don't have to defend why you don't speak hockey. I've heard your rant a few times. Was that an amazing game last night, Carter Hart?
Aaron, he's doing great. But they're not yet in the playoffs, Aaron.
Michael, I'm going to quote you. You told me, let me know the next time a Flyers goalie steals a game for them.
Fantastic. What are you like? I'm not arguing with you here. What I'm saying
is, just like any other team
in this city, if you're not in the playoffs hunt. And they're not. Let's face it. When they make up those 6 points, then they're in the playoff hunt. All right,
Michael. Then how come that logic didn't apply when the Sixers were winning 10 games? And I had to turn on your station. All I heard about was, why don't we get this guy? You know, everybody talks about they trade basketball players. This is an easier sport to talk about. But you know what? You talked about the process every day for 4 years.
Yeah, well, because the process was actually an interesting topic. The process. The team wasn't. The process was an interesting topic on who they were chasing after. That was the conversation. The Flyers right now, they're playing very well. Carter Hart is a sensation. They only got 63 points on the board. They're outside of the playoff box. People can only get so engaged when you're outside the playoff box. It's simple. It's not just for the Flyers. It's for any team. The process was a thing. All right? There's no thing here with the Flyers. They're trying to get their way up, inch their way up in the standings. They got a lot of young talent. They got a goaltender that's carrying them, and it's all exciting. But until they get into that playoff box, we're not going to pay as much attention. 610-632-0975. We'll roll back in the 3 o'clock hour after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.